Let's get to Wendy and let's get to Caroline. Hello. Caroline Bashong, she is a marriage therapist. She's been on with us a couple of times already, as we did session one and session two last week. And Caroline, I think you're going to be excited to hear about this update from date night over the weekend.
Oh, you bet. Oh. And how they got along over the weekend. I want to know.
Oh, yeah, and it was really, really cool, too, so according to Howie. So we'll get to that in just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
All right, first of all, we want to recap a little bit from last week for you, the audience, in case you missed it.
Yeah, well, basically, my wife and I, we've been having some problems. We've been married, we're in our fourth year now, and we have these little things in our marriage, like most people do, that just drive us nuts about each other. So what we did, with Carolyn's advice, is we sat down and we wrote a list of things that really bother us about each other, and to see if maybe we could somehow rectify them, fix the problems.
All right. This is from session number one, this audio. This is from last Thursday's show.
All right. Honey, do you have something that you can write down there? Or?
Okay, how right about everything? Yes. Okay. His way or the highway?
My one issue is that she doesn't take enough time when packing my lunch. Now, I know that sounds like a tedious
thing. Oh, my God. This one takes us into some deeper issues. Do the two of you have a deal that you've made, that she's agreed to, Wendy, I'm asking you too, that she will pack your lunch and do it a certain way every day? Because if you don't have that deal in place, then you have no right to complain about it.
All right, back live. That was day number one. Got off to a little rocky start.
Yeah, but still, we were honest. And, these aren't the real big issues in our marriage, but these are still things that bother each other.
All right, day two was Friday.
Okay. This is number two, and this is going to seem a little bit petty, but once again, this is something that I have a hard time with my wife.
All right.
Is the way that she eats.
Okay.
She's like a woodchuck. Have you ever seen a woodchuck?
Yes.
Okay, with stuff flying. That's my wife eating, okay?
Okay, my second issue is that Howie leaves things where they are. He does not put anything up. When he eats, he sits his plate on the dresser. When he drinks, his cans. There's probably, I'm looking now, about 8 cans. His pants, he takes them off. They're in the middle of the floor. Okay, stop. Okay, got it. Wendy, do you believe that because he's the breadwinner and you're the wife that you should pick up after him?
Absolutely not.
Okay, Howie, it's very sexist.
It's very sexist. All right, that was day number two.
I don't know if it's sexist or not. I was kind of resent that remark a little bit.
All right, so Howie says, hey, I'm going to blow her socks off.
That's right.
Friday night's date night.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're going to try to incorporate this at least once a month, where just my wife and I get to go out and have an adult night out. You know what I'm saying? Just go out and have a couple of cocktails, maybe do a little dancing. You know what I mean?
Right.
See some movies that we don't generally get to see with the kids, stuff like that.
Now, Carolyn, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to do a recap today, not really a session, just a recap of how the date night went. And you tell us where he made mistakes and where he got points, okay?
All right.
Because I think they had a wonderful time. Friday night, Howie puts it all together.
That's right. So my wife Wendy's on the... Are you there, Wendy?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah, because of course I want to know what she thinks of it, too.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. She was kind of, keeping her opinions to herself all weekend long. You know what I mean? She wanted to wait until coming onto the show to even really let me know how I did. But I think I did a pretty good job.
Okay.
So we went out and had a really nice meal first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the drinking started.
Yours or hers or both?
Both. Both of us started drinking pretty heavily as far as having the dinner goes. And then after I got a couple of cocktails in me, I thought it would be good. We were just going to go see a movie, but I thought, why not go out on the dance floor? Why not take my wife and show her what I was like before, when I was like Mr. Downtown?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Wendy, go ahead. You want to take it from there?
Well, the dinner was nice. Howie really thinks he can hold his liquor. So we get there and we're, dancing and, oh my goodness, he's out there doing the robot.
Wait a second. Now, wait, slow down, Wendy. Hang on a minute. Don't start jumping right in to I was doing the robot. Okay, so we decided we were going to go to a club downtown after we got done eating.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once we got to the club, like I said, I had a couple of cocktails in me, but Wendy still wasn't quite up to dance mode yet, okay?
You had the same amount to drink, or had you drank more?
Oh, no, we had the same amount, but Wendy, she can really booze it up.
She can pound them.
She can hold it in your hand.
Pounding some shots. Okay.
Yeah, I was, but you're right. She can't. She can hold her liquor, and I can't. So I'm waiting for her, but I'm chomping at the bit. Okay, so anyway, we're sitting there at the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so she hasn't got onto the dance floor yet. I keep asking her, come on, let's go dance. No, not yet. But this one song comes on that absolutely just, I mean, this was my jam.
Okay.
This is it right here. So I'm sitting there like, oh, come on, Wendy. This is my jam. You're like, no, I'm not ready yet. So what happened, Wendy?
He pretty much got out there acting like he was 18 years old, making a complete butt of himself.
By himself?
Yeah, by himself.
Okay. And then it progressively got worse. I mean, he was breakdancing on the ground. I was like, Holly, you are not 21 anymore, honey.
I was doing my spins.
It's hard to hear. He did what?
He was breakdancing on the floor.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was so embarrassing. And Howie is the type of person that thinks he can hold his liquor and he's completely fine. He can barely stand up. And he's, you know, quite bigger than I am. I was having to pretty much hold him over my shoulder.
But yeah. Carolyn, you're saying, oh, my. I'm saying that's pretty darn good. I'm impressed.
I thought it was pretty good.
Well, what does Wendy think?
What do you think about that, Wendy? Were you embarrassed or?
I was humiliated. It was pretty bad. I was just sitting there going, okay, what am I going to do now?
See, I didn't get the humiliation vibe.
Wendy, you were wasted. You don't even remember.
Wendy, did you feel you had to take care of him?
Oh, I did. I had to get him in the cab.
Okay.
I had to get him home. He was talking all kinds of
stuff. Wait. Back up a second. Now, let's talk about the slow dance. What about the slow dance?
Oh.
Remember when this jam came on right here?
Because he's trying to get me out there after he's hot and sweaty.
And so
he wants to slow dance, and he's whispering sweet nothings in my ear.
I thought I was being romantic. I was telling her about how I wanted to take her back to the house and put some candles and some nice music, and we're dancing on the floor now. You know, the disco ball's going. I thought I was really doing good. You're telling me that I wasn't hitting it?
You didn't really speak, honey. Yeah, you couldn't comprehend what you were saying. I mean, it was, you know, blah, 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 uh-huh.
Anyway, we called the cab, we went home, and I guess I didn't really quite deliver on the promises I was making for the recap of the evening.
I was wondering about that.
No, he went from whoop to
But I think all in all, though, we had a great dinner. You know, we made an effort. We'll go out and go dance it again, right, Wendy?
Dinner was great. Dinner was awesome.
Did you guys talk during dinner, unlike most married couples? Did you talk?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we actually did.
Okay.
We've been talking a lot, Carolyn. That's the one thing that since we've talked to you is we've talked to each other a ton.
Good.
And it seems to be helping. So thank you very much for your advice. And Wendy, you know, next time maybe we'll do without the dancing, the dinner. Maybe we'll just go see that flick.
But let's not just leave it there, because I think Wendy needs to give you some feedback on how it needs to be different next time.
Okay.
Right,
well, I think the dinner was wonderful, right? I think next time we should stick with the movie, no acting like we're 21 and out boozing it up.
All right.
And how about a limit on how much you drink or something?
Yeah, just no booze at all.
I can't promise that. Once I have a couple of cocktails, I start to feel pretty good. And the thing, I think every drink on top of that makes me feel that much better. And then the next thing I know, I'm out of control.
The thing is, with two drinks, Howie's, you know, three sheets to the wind.
It's true. I'm really a lightweight, Carolyn.
Oh, we cannot hold his liquor.
Okay. So, Howie, are you going to agree to the next date being non-drinking?
Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
Okay.
No problem at all. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
Well, how much did the two of you talk during the weekend and get along? You got along well?
Yeah, we got along well. Like I said, it's a couple of days into it. We've got our lists. We're going back and forth, and we're crossing off. You know, that's pretty much what we have. We have 10 things on a list. We've knocked two of them off. We took a complete weekend off and just had a good weekend for us with the family and stuff. And then tonight, we're going to sit back down and cross another thing off the list.
I got to tell you, he's in a great mood today. So obviously everything went right except for the robot on Friday.
Dude, I'm telling you, I thought I did a great job. I thought I was impressing my wife. As it turns out, she didn't really quite get it.
You had a great time on the date night.
I did have a great time on the date night. The eating this weekend was really, really good. At the table, wiping the mouth, chewing with the mouth closed. I was very impressed.
And did he pick up after himself?
He did, actually.
All weekend.
All right.
So we're making headroom here.
We are certainly making headroom.
We are making headway, absolutely.
And we did have a great time on the date. It was just after the, you know, dancing and all that. He was Mr. Downtown, and he just went a little overboard.
Okay.
Mr. Downtown, I thought it was styling, man.
I kind of liked the Mr. Downtown in him.
And he's a great dancer,
yes,
but
I am.
For the 80s.
Hey, easy now. All right, see you later, Wendy. All right, take care. Love you, honey. Have a great day.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Okay, yes. Love you. Can I give out my phone number?
Yeah, go right ahead, Carolyn.
303-333-1888 if anyone wants to call my office and make an appointment.
All right, and you have the hookup. It's also on our webpage, so if you want to look Carolyn up, you can do it right there, too. Thank you, Carolyn. Have a great day. Howie, give me a little bit of that robot. Come on, break check it out.
Okay, fire it up. Watch it. Watch me go.
Oh, dude. That's slick.
Look, watch this one here.
Check him out.
Watch what I got to the arm.
709.
Check this one. Check this one out here. Huh? What's that one? Look at this.
That's impressive. Coming up, your chance to win the jackpot.